French postmodern philosopher and social critic Jean Baudrillard died yesterday in Paris. If the name Jean Baudrillard rings a bell, you may have read one of his books on media or the nature of reality in college. If it doesn't, maybe you're a fan of the Matrix movies. Baudrillard's writings influenced the filmmakers. Or maybe you've watched the TV news coverage of the war in Iraq and felt, even for a second, it just doesn't seem real. We have Jean Baudrillard's friend Mark Poster on the phone now. He's a professor at the University of California at Irvine, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Jean Baudrillard famously stated during the first Gulf War that that war wasn't real. It was a very controversial statement at the time. What did he mean by that?
Well, he meant that it wasn't a war in the classical sense, that it was experienced by people on television. And I remember very well on campus, students were all glued, or everyone was glued to the screens that were out in public areas.
And this was part of his idea, his concept of hyper-reality. Tell us more about that.
What he meant by the hyper-real, he also called it simulation, is that when you watch television and you experience things through the media, it's not the same as experiencing reality through your senses. Through face-to-face interaction, through actually being there. The logic of the medium, the television, comes between the individual and their experience and changes that experience.
He also took on the 9/11 attacks and made a controversial statement about them. He wrote in part that this was not a clash of civilizations, the West versus Islam, but rather the effects of globalization. And what did he mean by that?
I think he meant that globalization through the media brought different cultures in much closer relationships than they had existed before, and all kinds of antagonisms and anxieties got translated through the experience of other cultures in this kind of immediate way.
And you edited and translated a lot of his works there on campus. Is he still relevant? Do students still read him, discuss him, and debate his ideas?
Oh, most definitely. I was the editor of the first selection of his writings in English, and that is the bestseller for Stanford University Press. Now, of course, that's not Random House, but for a university press, it's quite an accomplishment. So he's still very widely read, primarily for his notion of the hyperreal or simulation.
Pretty abstract ideas or ideas of the hyperreal. What was Jean Baudrillard like in reality as a real person?
Anything like that. He was very down to earth, very fascinated by Southern California culture. He was out here several times. First time in about 75, 76, I organized a conference for him. He was not at all pretentious, very easy to talk to. His English wasn't so good, so you had to have a decent French to talk to him, but he was an interesting guy.
So is he a guy that you could go to a pub with and...
Yeah, oh, yes.
Have a beer with him.
I took him to a local cafe, outdoor cafe called Cafe Zinc, and they sell wine, but nobody ever has it for lunch, but Jean had his wine for lunch.
Although he would probably say that that glass of wine signified a lot more than just a glass of wine, right?
I think are you thinking of Freud here about the cigar and Freud? No, he would analyze consumption. That was his other very important innovation, is looking at consumption in ways that people hadn't done before.
Professor Mark Poster, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mark Poster is a professor at the University of California at Irvine. He was a friend of French philosopher and writer Jean Baudrillard. Baudrillard died yesterday in Paris. He was 77.